turundusuudised.
And our next part will also be a bit about the community, but I have to admit that I was really surprised when I tried to find out that what are the kind of the hints and the tricks for community marketing for, let's say, this year. It was really difficult because when you Google, then you find out that the community very often means also the community for where we live, as a kind of a city, as a community, or people where they live together. So it was having very different kind of meaning. But this article today comes from a magazine that is called Farm Futures. And this suggested to brand a farm as a community asset. And they told that the main reason would be that the millennial generation who loves to work for community and wants to belong to an organization supporting community. And in order to engage them, you should kind of show more of the community part of a farm. And some ideas that they provided were that the farm could donate to charity events, or sponsor fundraising, or hold a food drive. And also, it's important to take pictures of them, of the actions, and share it to the local newspapers and then post social medias. But what was interesting for me was the last part of the article that told that more than half of the agricultural businesses have adopted or plan to adopt an employer branding strategy. And this could be like a part of the employer branding strategy and really to focus on community as an ingredient. And just from my comments in Estonia, we see that I don't think there are any firms who think about kind of employer branding. But there are IT companies, we already see traders and retailers, and we already see production companies starting to think about employer branding. So how would you comment this article?
Well, this employer branding, of course, makes a lot of sense, and just as a funny anecdote, recently one friend of mine was saying that who trusts employer who uses generic image bank images of when they are showing their supposed employees, they are actually using generic image bank images and not actual images of their employees, and of course I think that that especially nowadays when people are like getting more and more like critical and also that they are they are more critical when it comes to marketing, but also in general that people are like more and more educated in many ways. Things like this start to play a big role, and how companies' employees are presented, or even more if they are not like presented in any way, you start to think that what is the reason, what's wrong here. So of course employees are like huge asset if they are huge asset, and in that sense it makes like a lot of sense and smart thing to do, but at the same time I think that the same thing applies with the employer branding, and also this example farm, yeah, that you can't be like artificial, you can't force the reality to be something that it's not, and for example in Finland there has been like something to this direction, like farm branding or whatever, it has been happening, but mainly for kind of like whitewashing certain problems with that have to do with this, you know, like what's the word, like meat production, like mm-hmm. Like being super effective with meat production and so on. So now there has been like plenty of examples when these meat producers try to paint this picture how at their farms there's everyone knows every name of every pig or cow and everything is happy and this and that and you know no cruelty towards animals and so on, which of course it doesn't go like down with the audience too well if it's not real or if it feels like something that is too artificial. So I think that when it comes to whatever form of community marketing, you have to stay real. That when it comes to employer branding, you can't you can't alter the facts or you can't be artificial, but you have to stay like honest. Of course thinking what you want to say and what you don't want to say, but at the same time, so that that the general feeling is that you are honest and open and not forcing the reality towards a lie or something like that.
And I think it's extremely important, because when we talk about the small communities in the countryside, but really everyone knows everyone, really. They are great friends from childhood, and that's why they are very informed about what really happens. And you can have a nice campaign about how we have fun and how we donate money to someone, and then you know that in the real life it's much different, and this is just a beautiful coverage.